When I worked as a nurse, I went to a lot of meetings. Every other week, we had a meeting to discuss every patient on the team. There was an incredibly large table that we all used to sit around, and our chairs had rollers on the bottom, most of them, and you could roll back or roll forward a little bit. But every once in a while, an administrator would say, "Going forward, we're going to be doing such and such." And I'd be like, "Going forward? I'm not going anywhere. I'm sitting here for the next 2 hours. What are you talking about going forward? Going forward where?" Well, obviously she meant into the future, going forward into the future. And when you take things like that, look ahead. You have such a bright future in front of you. When you take that and you put it together with things like put your past behind you, you end up feeling like you're living on a railroad track. You're like, your present is this railroad car moving down the track. You're moving away from your past and you're moving towards your future. And I just have not heard a bigger load of crap than this. That's what I want to talk about today. Hello and welcome to the 10 Crutches podcast. My name is David. I'm glad you're here. I think this way of being, quote unquote, in time detracts from our ability to really be present. I think it's nice to be able to know how to do it as a cultural norm. You don't want to scrunch up your face if somebody says, "Going forward, we're going to be doing blah, blah, blah." I mean, you need to know what they mean. But if you're actually living your life like that, I think it really, really takes away from your ability to live in the present. I do think that the railroad track view of how we move in time does have some basis in reality, because there is a one-wayness to the way time works. Dropping an egg on the floor and watching it break means, like Humpty Dumpty, you're not going to be able to get that egg back together again. Taking a piece of firewood and burning it, turning it into light and heat, and having ashes in front of you now means you can remember a past when the firewood was pre-burned, and you can see now in the present that it's all ashes, and those ashes will not turn back into firewood again. Okay, so there's a one-wayness, but what does that mean about how we're living? The egg in your hand and the egg on the floor happen in some kind of sequence, but it's not a line. It's not a straight line. It's unfolding moment by moment by moment. And this way that time unfolds in reality is different than the way it does in our imagination. When I talk about time, to me, it's important to be able to distinguish between the reality of time, the real reality of time, and the human-invented reality of time. The real reality of time is time that you can share with all the other things that exist in the world that aren't humans, like a tree, or a squirrel, or the grass growing, or the sun shining, or the clouds floating across the sky. There's a whole world, tables, chairs, the tile floor, everything exists within time, the real time that's unfolding, existing, flowing, I don't know what you would call it, doing. But language really starts to become inadequate because I don't know how trees talk about time or think about time or if they have anything to do with actually experiencing it. I'm not sure. Who knows? I certainly don't know how to find out. I just know that when I know today is Friday, I can say that to a tree, but the tree doesn't say much back. So we humans need to name time. I mean, certainly we've been doing it for quite a while. In our current society, there's no way to avoid that it's a particular year, and that particular year has a number, and on a certain day, the number changes. Yeah, sure. Okay, that's great. We need to count. We need to be able to plan. But in terms of actually living your life, of having an experience of being a human being. I think getting caught up in today's such and such a day, and tomorrow's going to be Friday, and tomorrow the next day is going to be Saturday. It's like you just keep going round and round and round. And of course, the days are different because you do different things on different days. That's how we arrange it. But if you really get present and you really look around, there is nothing to indicate that it's some particular day and not another particular day. It's a day. The light is shining, the sun is out. So this whole railroad track thing, it's all invented. We humans have made it up. And the problem is, I think, that we forget that we made it up. And we actually think we're living in time that's moving from the past towards the future. We actually think that the future is ahead of us. Well, wherever you are listening to this, if you look ahead of you, you'll see what's ahead of you. It might be another person who you're listening with. It might be a wall. It might be a window. Who knows? You might be listening in the bathroom and you can see the bathroom, back of the bathroom door. You might be driving and you can see the other cars around you and the road ahead of you. That's what's in front of you. It's not your future. Your actual present moment is in front of you, and you have a head. It has a nose and eyes and mouth, and you can literally face a certain direction. And when you face that way, that's what you see. And when you're facing one way, there's other things that are behind you. You always have something behind you, but it's not your past. Turn around and look at it. It's another wall or the back of your car or wherever you are. That kind of distinction, I think, is very important to make, because these metaphors, these ways of talking about time, can become so real that you actually forget that you're not in time that way. So I think the future is a much better place to keep behind you. If you're gonna mix it up, you're gonna choose, you're gonna realize that you are standing in a present moment. The future is whatever you imagine it. The past is whatever you remember of it. But it doesn't exist the same way that the present exists. The past and the future are all embedded in this present moment, and they can be wherever you put them. I've gotten to thinking that I have like a magical quiver on my back, like those little baskets that hold your arrows when you're out with a bow and arrow, which I've never been. But I've seen them in movies, so I feel free to use them in my imagination. So I put my future in the quiver on my back. It's right there. I can take it out. I can look at it. I can think about it. But I don't need to have it right in front of me. And I'm thinking about all these people that have the future right in front of them. They're looking at this imagined future right in front of them. And no wonder everybody's so anxious. I just think it's like a little nutty to do that. So give yourself a break. Give yourself a break and put your future behind you. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time.